BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wow, 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We've been talking about this issue, and we actually have Melissa Krueger on the line with us right now. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi there. I'm good, thanks.
I'm so upset about this story because I'm a big proponent of our kind of like our milestones, like proms and homecoming, and just things that you can look back on and say, man, I remember when. And to hear that this was snatched away from your daughter just feels tragic. Can you tell me what was your first, when you got the message that she wasn't allowed in, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
I just thought, wow, there's got to be a miscommunication. Like, I just thought this, I was shocked. I just thought, oh, I've got to go down there and clear this up. We've talked to the wrong person. Like, something is, you know, wrong here. We've just got to go talk to the right person and fix it, right?
Right, like it's doable. Like you're thinking this isn't a final thing. It's a misunderstanding.
Right, exactly.
And when you found out that they were sticking to their guns and saying no, this can't happen. I mean, that point, what happened?
Yeah, I was just like, you know, I was in disbelief. Honestly, I was just shocked because I had zero expectations of this, and so I was like, you know, I'm like, well, look at her, man. She looks great. She could walk into any semi-formal event. I had taken when she had texted me to let me know like they weren't letting her in. I just took a quick screenshot. I just was thought on my feet and just went to the page and took a quick screenshot of the dress code. I said, hey, I've got a screenshot of the dress code. Can we talk about this for a second? Because I'm in disbelief right now, and I was just shut down.
Wow.
And the woman who was denying her entrance was wearing pants herself. So I brought that up, and I was just shut down. There was just not going to be any conversation about it at all.
So your daughter is homeschooled, correct?
Correct.
So which school's homecoming was she trying to attend? I don't understand.
No, that's okay. So homeschooling over the last, you know, decade, I've watched it just bust out of the seams. I mean, it's grown like crazy. So this event planner planned a homeschool homecoming for all of Tampa Bay area.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So it included everyone who's in the homeschool program to be able to come to this for their own home.
You know, you belong to a homeschool group, or you're just, you know, homeschooling with your family or whatever, you could come to this dance. And Darcy has been to these dances in the past with no problems whatsoever. And so that's another reason why I was just shocked, because I understand that the foundation for this dress code is really a sense of, you know, modesty and just, you know, making sure that everything's covered, you know.
which honestly, I mean, I don't know if you've been to the regular schools much, but these women out here are dressing crazy.
Yes.
With all kinds of skin and music video outfits on. So when we look at your pictures of Darcy, we're like, what is the problem?
She's fully covered in this picture, by the way, in the jumpsuit.
Right. And it's not like it's a torn, ripped, or like
backless,
you know, like rock star jumper. It's a nice cut.
It's modest. What?
So I've even heard like jumpers called a split dress because it's one piece. But when she opened her, you know, legs just to walk up the steps is when she was like, oh, nope, you're not going in.
What part of the dress code did they say she violated? What exactly?
So here's the tricky part. So I gotta say, Darcy did not read the dress code. It was me. I read the dress code, and I am historically a pretty daggone good rule follower.
Right.
I understand why rules are in place. I read the dress code, and honestly, I just didn't comprehend how I was breaking it other than the actual word dresses. So in my head, I saw the word dresses, semi-formal dresses, right? But then after that, the whole gist of it was like no plunging necklines, no cutout backs, no short, skirts that are too short, like all of that kind of stuff. So that seemed like the principle. That seemed like the meat of the dress code, so to speak. And so nowhere in my head did I think, oh, this jumper won't be allowed because it doesn't have one hole for both legs. You know what I mean? Like
so
one
silly.
Opening. Like, because we're in 2019, and jumpers are actually with semi-formal attire
yes.
everywhere you shop. It's just a cultural norm nowadays. So
yeah, because if you have the body that can rock it, or you have the tone
yeah.
features or whatever, some people choose to do that.
Well, basically, if she used scissors to cut the legs to make a dress, it'd be okay. But the fact that her legs were separated, she's not allowed into her own homecoming.
Mom, you said that your daughter has attended functions like this in the past. Has she worn similar outfits, or does this seem like a new rule?
No, she's worn in the past. She's worn, you know, just dresses with one opening for both legs, and I guess that's why she's never had a problem. I do want to point out that there were girls that were permitted into that dance, a lot of them, not just a handful, that were clearly breaking the rules that were clear. And I'm talking plunging necklines, dresses that were too short.
And it's so funny that they were allowed to do that because in this day and age, you're afraid almost to speak to things like that because of the whole Me Too movement. But yet they say, oh, this jumper is out of line. We're going to jump on this.
Yeah.
But a plunging
right.
neckline is not as quickly like brought up.
Right. Right. And so also in the dress code, it did go on to say, as it went on and on about, you know, the modesty and all that, it went on to say no jeans, no T-shirts, no this, no this, no this. So there were jumpsuits were never mentioned, okay? So that's another element of this whole thing. So why would you mention jeans and T-shirts if you're not going to mention jumpsuits, which are a huge part of girls' fashion right now, like huge.
Is there any retribution that you can get from this just for the loss of this moment?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Your daughter and kind of the publicity of her missing out on this event. Is there any kind of, what can they do? What can you do to kind of bring her, make her whole?
Yeah, I went to, I tried talking to the person at the event, but I went looking for, is there anybody else to talk to about this? There was nobody else, so I was left to just kind of go on Facebook with my frustrations, and then here we are, right? So she did refund the $50, which I appreciate, but the bigger picture is that, you know, it's 2019. I don't care if it's a private event or a public event. There's no female who should be obligated to wear an outfit with one opening for both legs in order to attend an event.
Crazy.
And
yeah.
I don't know, and that's why, you know, I just keep speaking up because this is blowing my mind and I just don't think it's right. So.
Well,
I don't know what there is. I mean, she could apologize if she feels that in her heart. I'll never demand an apology because a demanded apology isn't a sincere apology.
Right.
And, you know.
That's true.
It's so embarrassing that this happened to your daughter, especially probably in front of her friends. Everybody's talking about it. And now she got to miss out on her homecoming.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't claim to ever be able to fix, her feeling. That's why I meant about the missed moment. It's just something I don't know what could be the retribution for that. But we felt bad because we all lived our best life in high school. We loved it. And so those moments meant a lot to us. And we always, you know, kind of we reminisce about those things. And so we wanted to try and at least make an effort to maybe recreate something for Darcy for her homecoming celebration. So if you would allow us, I don't know if we tried one event that wouldn't work with your scheduling, but we wanted to do a homecoming redo for where she could take a friend of hers and they could go do their get their hair and makeup done, their glam done. We'll get them a driver and we will send them off to see Ariana Grande, who's performing at the Amalie Arena on November 24th. And we'll send her to the show, and we'll also send her away to dinner as well for two, and she can enjoy that. And I know it's not homecoming, but just an effort from us just to say, you know, we're sorry that that happened to you, and it wasn't fair, and people are out here cheering for her.
Right.
And she can wear a jumper if she wants.
She should.
If she wants to wear it, I'm sure Ari would love it.
That sounds amazing.
Is that okay? Do you think that'll be cool?
That would definitely create a significant memory.
I think so. Okay. Aww. Well, we can do that. And I'm sorry you guys had to go through this. I wanted to make sure we reached out and just said we apologize for the lady.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's her daughter.
Is it okay if we put a photo of your daughter's outfit on our Instagram? We're getting a lot of texts, and people want to see exactly what we're talking about.
So there are, there's photos that I took. You're welcome. Those are on my timeline, the ones that
I think
that
we got it. We got it right here.
Yes.
When she's sitting on a trunk right there, and there's beautiful picture.
Some other ones those are the ones that Jenny Ellis took. She's a professional photographer. She's amazing. She saw the story on Facebook, and she was right here in the same town as us and offered to do a photo shoot just to kind of help her feel, like, empowered and not so humiliated.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what this is about. It's about people to, you know, individuality is a big thing. I mean, that's how the Freak Show lives. We, you know, Wild is here because we are allowed to be individuals and not just follow everybody else's rules. So I like the fact that you stuck to your guns and that people are siding with you on this. So hopefully that apology comes. And Darcy, just, you know that, you know, there's nothing wrong with you rocking out with what you want to rock out with, girl. So wear a jumper all day.
That's right.
There. All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, you got, we're going to get with you so we can get all this set up for you for your homecoming redo. All right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for talking with us this morning. And I'm sorry you had to go through it, but you're going to have some fun. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yay. She's excited. Yay.
Melissa and Darcy are welcoming them homecoming celebrations with Ariana Grande. All right. There we go. All right, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
That is heartbreaking.
Melissa's, I mean, the mother has been so sweet to talk to. And as she just explained, I mean, she's been really the sweetest person, just trying to make sense of everything that happened. And if you guys are interested in seeing the photo, why she was kicked out of homecoming, you have got to see it. It is like the sweetest, nicest outfit ever. It's up at Orlando and the Freak Show right now at IG.
Yeah, you can check that out.
Out of all the prom dresses I've ever seen or homecoming dresses, I mean, this is like the cleanest one.
Modern.
Dobby and I had to do it. He had to spin, and I had to come speak at one Sweet 16 party or something. And it was like all that dancing, and I was like, Davi, he's like, dude, I have to sit here. It's like between the dresses and the dances, it's just, this is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it makes you nervous. It's like, man, I don't know if I need to be here with all of this going on. So to see that kick that person out wearing that,
I know.
That's crazy. Right.
Yeah, I do. I DJ a ton of them. I actually have one coming up in 2 weeks, and you'll see boys wearing dresses. You'll see girls wearing tuxedos,
right.
And nobody seems to care.
Right.
So this was very extreme of them.
Yeah, it seems like it was like really like aggressive for a jumper, but I'm glad we could, you know, do a little bit for it to just say, you know, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are trying to do something just because they felt like it was unfair. So that's a really good look. So shout out to Melissa and Darcy Kruger for joining us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.